Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
New America Chair Says Google Didn't Prompt Critics Ouster, by Natasha Tiku. The co-chair of the New America Foundation told staffers Wednesday that neither Google nor its executive chairman Eric Schmidt, both donors to the think tank, played a role in the recent ouster from the foundation of an antitrust scholar who had been critical of Google. Neither Google nor Eric Schmidt attempted to interfere with criticism of Google by the researcher, co-chair Jonathan Soros wrote in a letter to New America's staff and fellows. They did not threaten funding, and they did not call for any changes to research into monopoly power. The researcher, Barry Lynn, was director of Open Markets, which had been affiliated with New America. Lynn was told that Open Markets would be pushed out of the think tank shortly after Lynn issued a statement praising a European antitrust ruling against Google and urging U.S. regulators to take action against the search giant. Soros distributed his letter hours before New America CEO Anne Marie Slaughter met with the foundation staff. In that meeting, Slaughter said that there was a pattern of behavioral issues with Lynn, but she said she couldn't discuss personnel issues. In the meeting, Slaughter promised to set up a committee to review and establish standards for interaction between donors and New America leadership. In a statement, a New America spokesperson says, New America separated from Barry Lynn because he repeatedly demonstrated that he couldn't work with his colleagues in a respectful, honest, and cooperative way. The meeting and Soros' letter follow a story in the New York Times last week about Lynn's departure from the foundation. In the letter, Soros, the son of philanthropist George Soros, says the Times article was the result of a targeted communications campaign by Lynn and Zephyr Teachout, a New America fellow who published a related op-ed the same day that the story broke in the Times. With their comments, Soros says the two researchers had casually and cavalierly damaged the integrity of an institution. But he also acknowledges that New America had hurt its own cause with a flat-footed and sometimes counterproductive response to the charges and the article. New America CEO Anne Marie Slaughter handled the think tank's immediate response to the Times, initially calling the article false before later retracting that claim. She also published emails that she had sent to Lynn, but not his responses, on New America's website in the interest of transparency. In one email, Slaughter tells Lynn that his actions are imperiling funding for his colleagues because Google was not given advance notice of an antitrust conference hosted by New America. That email is the most damning, says a New America fellow. That's not a reference to being a jerk or yelling at somebody or being an unpleasant colleague. What imperils the organization is pissing off a major donor who will stop funding you. A different New America employee said that giving advance notice was not a standard of policy that applied to everyone. It seemed to apply to Barry and to Google. During Wednesday's meeting, which included some tough questions for Slaughter, Alan Davidson, a New America fellow and former top lobbyist for Google, criticized Lin and praised Slaughter's handling of the situation. In his email, Soros emphasizes that he does not believe that the communications campaign was undertaken to hurt New America, but rather to raise funds for Lin's new group, which purchased the URL citizensagainstmonopoly.com before the article in the Times. New America did not immediately respond to requests for comment about the meeting.